From Jerusalem, this is Baruch Gartner with the Living Aligned Podcast. Teachings from the Hasidic Masters, providing the tools you need to live with greater vitality, connection, and joy. We're now in the days leading up to Pesach, Zman Chevuseinu, the time of our freedom, emancipation. We're getting out of Gulus. You want to come with me? How are we going to do it? Well, in these days that are a window of freedom, we're going to remember what Rabbi Nachman says, Ki besimcha tetzeu, not the simple meaning is when the redemption comes, you're going to be happy, but through happiness, you're going to be redeemed. We need to use joy to steer our mind so we can sit down, think about the purpose of life, and come close to Hashem. That's real freedom. That's what's opening up. The door for that is coming right now, Pesach time. And therefore, as we make this transition from Purim to Pesach, we're going to go from a subject I was talking about, joy and hizbodedus, to another aspect where I'm going to be focusing on exclusively the word, the Shekhinah, the divine presence, the princess, Knesset Yisrael, the collective body of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nachman talked a lot about this concept, whether in his teachings, his Torahs, or the stories where he talks about his brothers, he connects the two. We're going to be focusing on that in these days. And to use a bridge to go from one to the other, I'd like to share with you a teaching from Likutei Moran, the second part, number 74, where Rabbi Nachman says that after Purim, we read Parshas Parah in order that we could be pure, ready for Pesach. And he brings verses, a very short teaching, cryptic, but he brings verses to prove that Purim is a way, is a derech to Pesach. And then he ends the teaching and he says like this, originally, all beginnings were from Pesach. Why? Because Pesach is the beginning of the Jewish people. This month is the first month. That's the first mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh. And then we got all the mitzvahs of the Seder night, the Passover lamb, and eventually we got the Torah a couple of days later. All beginnings are from Pesach, originally. Aber in Yiddish he said, on Hind, today, dot, 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 and Rabbi Nachman didn't finish. Why didn't he finish? What does he mean? Says Rabbi Nosson in Likutei Halachos. He meant to say, and from now, all beginnings are from Purim. And he explains why. Listen to what he says. Once upon a time, we used to go to the Beis HaMikdash. We used to plug in our batteries 3 times a year to get a recharge, a spiritual surge, connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that was called the joy of being Ola Regel, going up to the temple, all the mitzvahs involved. But that type of joy is very difficult after 2,000 years of Gulus. The Jewish people are far away from Hashem. They're messed up. They're mixed up. Therefore, Hashem had mercy on us, and he gave us the lights of the holiday of Purim, which is drawing literally from Mashiach, says Rabbi Nosson. This teaching that Rabbi Nachman says, the backdrop, the circumstances surrounding this teaching, was the last Purim of Rabbi Nachman's life. He just revealed the 10 Psalms, Tikkun HaKlali, which is the great remedy. He just finished the 13th story, which ends with the princess falling into the castle of water who needs to be healed. And Rabbi Nachman says, but I can heal her. It's all about the remedy for our generation. Our generation needs a remedy. And therefore, even though Pesach is amazingly holy, we can't plug into the holiness of Pesach only through the holiness of Purim. What does that mean? This is the secret of what Rabbi Nachman also says. There's an idea that today we can't be happy unless we plug into something called lightheartedness. Why do angels fly? Because they take themselves lightly. What's mili de shtusa? That's the simcha of Purim. And that's my takeaway from Purim. We have to draw down. We have to bring into our lives Purim on a daily basis, because it's not easy to plug into the joy of mitzvahs. Rabbi Nachman said clearly that we need a jump start. And Baruch Hashem, today, we have great music, we have great humor, we have all kinds of things that are mundane, kosher, that can jumpstart us. We have to make sure that we're not groping in the wrong places, looking for the wrong things. We need to figure out things that make us happy, that can pick us up in order that we can learn and pray and do mitzvahs with joy. That's the real goal. And that's the secret of Rabbi Nachman says, once upon a time, all beginnings were from Pesach. That's the holy joy of mitzvahs. But now, unheint. And you want to know another thing? Unheint, the commentaries say there's another deep reason why Rabbi Nachman didn't finish. Because he wanted you to leave it open to other interpretations. Another interpretation is unheint, and today, all beginnings are from now. If you missed Purim, don't fret. If you miss Pesach, don't fret. You always have the portal of the present moment to go into joy right now and emancipate yourself, because there's no greater way to get out of Golus than joy. And through joy, we can steer our minds. Through joy, we can sit ourselves down. We can go out to the fields. We can talk to Hashem. And through this, we will actually, this year, be zoche to Gula Shleima b'mehira b'meinu. Amen.
Always stay connected and subscribe now to the Living Aligned podcast.